Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. At least 9 dead, 7 missing, and 112 people wounded in Saint-Barthélemy and Saint-Martin in the West Indies. The death toll of Hurricane Irma, which completely devastated the two French islands, is still provisional. Houses have been ripped open. There is neither water nor electricity. A little over 24 hours after the passage of Irma, the number one priority is to rescue people and restore order, as explained by Gérard Collomb. The Minister of the Interior deplores a large number of lootings. As for Annick Girardin, the Minister of Overseas Territories is on site. She describes the situation as extremely grave. Irma continues on its trajectory. The hurricane has slightly weakened in intensity and was demoted to a Category 4 on a scale of 5. Irma has killed a total of 17 people in the Caribbean and now threatens Cuba and Florida, where 100,000 people may be forced to evacuate their homes. And there is a new hurricane. José is announced in the upcoming hours on the West Indies. It is a Category 3 hurricane with winds approaching 200 kilometers per hour. José should pass by the northeast of Saint-Martin at a distance of 300 kilometers. In Mexico this time, the earthquake of magnitude 8 that hit the south of the country last night has caused 32 deaths. These reported numbers are still provisional. Also in the news, the risk of a terrorist attack is not diminishing. 11 plans of terrorist attacks have been foiled since the beginning of the year in France. These figures have been unveiled by Gérard Collomb. The Minister of the Interior communicated on the subject as he welcomed the new Director of Homeland Security, Laurent Nunez. And PSA was caught with its hands dirty. According to the newspaper Le Monde, the French manufacturer has rigged 2 million engines of vehicles sold in France between 2009 and 2015. The daily newspaper quotes a report of the Division of Fraud. If the facts are proven, PSA could be fined up to 5 billion euros. And the passing of Pierre Berger, the businessman, media tycoon, and art lover, was 86 years old and succumbed to a long illness. Pierre Berger had founded with Yves Saint Laurent the designer house that is now famous worldwide. In soccer, Kylian Mbappé will wear for the first time tonight the Paris Saint-Germain jersey. The PSG will be in Metz. Before this game, Lille receives Bordeaux in opening of the fifth day of the Premier League. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves Radio.